From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After an appeal to do so, the UN's Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said a team of chemical weapons experts are heading to Douma to investigate accusations that a poison gas killed dozens of people there. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley asked the UN Security Council for a draft resolution setting up an inquiry into the purported attack.
The record will not be kind to one permanent member of this council. Unfortunately, Russia has chosen the Assad regime again over the unity of this council. We have said it before that Russia will stop at nothing to shield the Assad regime.
Syria's foreign ministry has said that the government would help the UN investigate the claims. The White House says that President Donald Trump will no longer be traveling to Latin America later this week because he wants to oversee the U.S. response to Syria. Vice President Mike Pence will go in his stead, a move that U.S. Senator Marco Rubio praised, although he said regarding Syria, there are things that the administration can do to better address the situation there that could include a retaliatory strike.
As long as it's part of a broader strategy, it's important for us to confront it in its entirety. And it's one of the reasons why last week I was arguing there would be a mistake to simply just vanish from Syria or just empower Assad. I think mistakes have been made by both this administration and the previous one in regards to Syria.
China's President Xi Jinping did not mention U.S. President Donald Trump by name or speak directly about rising trade frictions with Washington during a closely watched speech. In his speech, Xi mentioned the phrase opening up 42 times. One of the key messages of his speech was that China was open for business. This is VOA News.